Welcome back on the pregame show. Andy Humphrey here with West County head coach Chris Brewer. And, Coach, as you go into this semifinal matchup here tonight, what are you looking for as far as what you want your team to accomplish as you get later and later into your season? I know it's still the early part, but what do you want to see your team do in this one?
You know, it's one of those deals we talked to them about in practice, leaving practice. We want to be better than when we walked into it. And it's the same thing with the game. You know, just take the things that we've worked on in practice and do them here and not worry about messing up or making mistakes. You know, and just play through it. Just let their athleticism show. And you know, and that's what they did the other night. They played real well as a team, as a group. They looked for each other. They're very unselfish. And we played extremely hard from start to finish. And that's what kind of what we're looking for from this group.
What aspects of the game specifically did you like from that first win that you want to see in the semifinal?
Well, our full and our half-court zone defense was very active. We played a lot of kids, so kids, you know, we're preaching to them, don't save anything because you're going to come out whether you're tired or not, and so you might as well get all you can get, and that's what they did. And so that's what we're going to work on is trying to make the other team try to speed them up and get the ball in the hands of some kids that maybe they don't want to handle it as much and put some pressure on them. And then we rebound, we run. We want to get out and run and score as much as possible to put all the pressure on the opposing team.
As far as what you see from Valley early on in their early campaign, what challenges do you think they might present to you tonight?
They have extremely good guard play. So, our guards, our front of our press in the top of our half-court zone, you know, is going to have to contain Madison Lucas and Lexi Black and ensure that they have to shoot it from the perimeter and then allow, you know, even though they lack some size, that they're real good at offensive rebounding if you don't put a body on them. So, you know, we're playing them in their place. You know, they're going to shoot a lot better than they normally would on the road. And you know, this has been turned into kind of a good little friendly rivalry. We know each other really well, and the kids are very competitive. And, you know, I look forward to a really, really competitive ball game.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck out there.
We thank you so much. Appreciate your coverage.
That is Chris Brewer, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs. They're getting set to take on the Valley Vikings in the semifinals of the girls tournament at Valley Caledonia. Back on the pregame show after this on J98.
Entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
The West St. Francis County R4 School District administration and staff would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the athletes and coaches who made the J98 Dream Team. West St. Francis County R4 Schools are very proud of all the area youth. They'd like to say congratulations to Parker Forshee for being named to the 2016 J98 Dream Team for baseball. It takes hours of hard work and dedication to be successful. Congratulations on all your hard work from everyone at the West St. Francis County R4 School District.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Andy Humphrey here with Valley Caledonia head coach Caleb Tiffenauer. Coach, you're taking on West County in the semifinals in just a few moments. And, Coach, it looks like your team has a lot of good guard play early on. At least that's what we've seen in the first two games. But what, in your mind, has been the biggest strength so far in the first two?
Our guard play, just like you said. Our ability to push the ball down the floor. And we got girls that are attacking the basket. And when they don't have an opportunity, they're kicking it out and finding our shooters, and our shooters are knocking it down.
What do you want to see defensively as far as what you've seen in the first two games? What improvements do you want to see?
We got to have better rotations, especially in our zone defense, and we need to keep the ball outside of the paint, especially with this good West County team.
So facing West County, what challenges do you think they'll provide to you in particular in this game tonight?
Well, they got some big girls, you know, keeping them off the glass. They're excellent rebounders. Plus, they're also deep. I mean, they've...
This is Mark Casey, assistant coach of the Central Rebels football team. Grass and dirt stains are no match for the Soap Ladies products. The only green you'll see is the money you save.
This is Tracy Casey, head volleyball coach and mom of a Central Rebel, and I love saving on and off the court with the Soap Lady.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find all of our products on Facebook.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Welcome back to the campus of Valley High School in Caledonia as we get set for semifinal number 2 in the girls' bracket of the Valley Caledonia tournament. It is the West County Bulldogs and the host team, Valley Caledonia Vikings. Alongside Matt Greenwood, I'm Andy Humphrey as these two teams get set to face off once again in the Valley Caledonia tournament. Earlier this week, West County defeated Meadow Heights in the quarterfinal round 68-27. Valley Caledonia defeated Kingston 61-27 in their quarterfinal. The starting lineups get announced. Valley Caledonia's lineups first. They'll go with number 2 as well as number 5, Emma Rosener, and Lexi Black will also start, as well as Elizabeth Marler. And the final starter, Madison Lucas. So it is Lucas, Marler, Black, Rosener, and Beers starting on the floor for the Valley Caledonia Vikings. For the Bulldogs, they'll start with Chloe Young, who's introduced first. And then introduce second, Jordan Stevens, number 15. Also number 21, Alyssa Raver. As well as Ivy Minershagen, number 22. And also starting number 45, Allie Drennan. Those starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss. As we get set for action in the second quarter final of the girls tournament today at Valley Caledonia.
You know, Andy, it's a good thing that Lexi Black is in the starting lineup today for the Vikings. Speculation that she might miss today's game because she rolled her ankle pretty badly in their first round matchup on Monday. So it's good to see that their leading scorer from last year is in the starting lineup today.
It looks like Emma Beers and Alyssa Raver will be the ones to tip it off. For correction, that is Cheyenne Young who will get the tip off, and she wins it, but an early shot for West County is missed, and a quick rebound for Valley. They come the other way from right to left. And driving to the lane was Lucas, and she traveled with it beforehand, so a turnover to West County. West County from left to right in their home white uniforms, Valley in all black. As they swing it around, they go inside to Drennan. She gets fouled, or no, another traveling call as Drennan couldn't get her feet set. Another turnover, this time to West County, and Valley with the ball once again. Under full court pressure, the Vikings bring it up the floor. Across the timeline they go. Here's Lucas driving to the paint again, and we'll back it out. Lucas surveys the court under a 2-3 zone from West County. Bounces right side to the paint they go, and a shot is missed, but a foul is called underneath, and it looks like Valley will have Elizabeth Marler to the line, and the foul goes on West County's Cheyenne Young. So the first shot from the shooter Marler there was missed. Second one on the way, still scoreless as we have 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Both shots are missed. Bringing down the rebound is Cheyenne Young. Gives it to the outlet, Raver. Brings it up the court herself. Swinging around the perimeter. Here's a drive into the lane from Minor Shagan. Contact underneath, no whistle, but they get the offensive rebound. Kick out. Here's a three attempt from Raver. It is off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes to Emma Rosener of Valley as they bring it back from right to left. Valley swings it around the perimeter again. Madison Lucas to the top with Lexi Black. Into the corner now with Rosener. Tries to drive baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Black. A high pass over to Madison Lucas. And now a cross-court pass over to Black, who loses it out of bounds on the far sideline. Another turnover for Valley. Still scoreless. 6:40 to go first quarter. And the Bulldogs with the basketball moving left to right.
That errant pass hitting the Gatorade container and knocking off the cup, so they're going to have to get a fresh lineup of cups over there.
Another three, or maybe a lob pass. It was way off from Raver. It found a teammate, though, on the low block, and it goes out of bounds, but a foul is called beforehand, and it goes on Valley's Madison Lucas, her first. Underneath the basket, the Bulldogs will inbound straight into Drennan. First shot was missed. Second shot knocked out of bounds and stays with West County on the right side of the court from where we're sitting. To inbound it is Minor Shagan. Into the block again to Drennan. Off the glass and in. And the first points of the game go to Allie Drennan of West County. 2-0. Full court pressure again from West County, but Valley able to get across. Black, left side wing, cross-court pass to Rosener. Her defender fell down, but the ball is taken away by Drennan, and back come the Bulldogs. Long pass from Minor Shagan up court. They kick it back out to Drennan. Foot on the line, yes. Drennan steps out and knocks it down. She has four early points, 4-0 West County. They trap Black in the corner as she crossed half court and gets tripped up and called for the foul. Is West County's Cheyenne Young, and that is quickly two fouls on Young.
Andy, Lexi Black does not look comfortable out there. We talked about the ankle injury. Surprised that she was in the starting lineup. She is limping after every pass, after every shot. She just got trapped in the half court, lost her balance, went to the court, and had to be helped up by Minor Shagan. So it does not look very good for Lexi Black for Valley Caledonia.
Swinging around the perimeter are the Vikings coming in for Cheyenne Young, who picked up her second foul, is Dory McRaven for West County. The freshman comes on now. West County in a 2-3 zone against Valley. Driving baseline, or trying to drive baseline, is Marler, and she gets the ball taken away. Back come the Bulldogs. Here's Raver into the lane. A shot. No, but a foul. As she drove with the left hand and tried to put it up and in, but instead draws the two free throws. And a foul called underneath on Valley. That goes on Emma Beers. And two free throws on the way for Alyssa Raver, the senior. First one is up and good.
I like the fact that there's a lot of respect from both sets of fans. Just absolute silence in the gym. No one trying to be too rowdy and disrupt the process, the thought process of what it takes to make a free throw. So I kind of like that.
Missed the second one, but got her own miss and will back it out for a new possession. They go inside to McRaven. High shot off the glass, no good. Coming down with the rebound is Marler. She takes it up the court herself and then gives to Madison Lucas, who settles. Right side they go with Rosener. And then they swing it around. They get an open three from the left wing. It misses everything from Lucas, but the ball goes out of bounds last off of West County, and it'll stay on that end of the floor. West County will make another substitution, bring on Madeline Herrera, takes off Alyssa Raver. Valley inbounds, into the lane they go. Shot from Marler was missed, but they get their own rebound.
They drive it around the perimeter, looking for an open distance shot. To Lucas they go. She drives, tried to bounce it into the low block for Marler, but it kicked off a West County player and out of bounds.
We're seeing both these semifinal games really not getting off on the right foot for either side. It really is going to come down to who plays less sloppy basketball. Right now it's West County that's playing a little bit better.
Emily Nipper just checked into the game for Valley. She's now on the left wing. With the basketball at the top is Lucas. They swing it to the right side of the perimeter, and trying to drive baseline was Rosener. She gets bumped on the way to the hoop. Another foul called on the Bulldogs. That one goes on Jordan Stevens, her first. With possession are the Vikings. And a pass stolen away by West County. Here's Stevens bringing it up with the left hand. Her shot off the glass and in. And West County with a 7-0 lead with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. They break the press the other way. Vikings with the basketball, and losing it was Nipper, but there to save it was Beers. Gets it out to Lucas once again. Lucas goes right side to Nipper, looking inside, gets it to Beers, kick out. Here's a shot just inside the arc from Rezener. No good, but a rebound by Beers. Puts it right back up and in. First points of the game for Valley. It comes from Emma Beers. And the other way, West County with a 7-2 lead, misses that shot. Valley with the rebound. They come back the other way with Rosener. Right side to Nipper. Draws a double team. Inside pass, knocked away, and West County with another turnover. Up court to Miner. Shagan has an option, gives it to her. That's McRaven. She gets a layup on a nice move. And 9-2 is the score. West County on top of Valley in the second semifinal of the day in the Valley Caledonia tournament. Bounce pass inside to Marler. Off balance shot, but gets it to go just outside the lane, and it's 9-4.
Marler's about as big as it gets down low for Valley Caledonia. A very guard-heavy, guard-oriented team.
And driving to the lane there, I believe, was Chloe Young, and she gets hacked. Or correction, that was Jordan Stevens. The foul goes on Marler, her first. And at the free throw line is Stevens. Her first shot is up and good. Substitutions now for both teams as they bring on a couple new players apiece. 10-4 is the score. West County with the lead. Second free throw from Stevens is through. 11-4. Stevens with 4 points. And she now comes off the floor. And onto the floor comes Miner Shagan once again. And a turnover in the backcourt by Valley. Picking it up is Herrera. An off-balance shot, no good. Beers brings down the rebound. Valley comes the other way, down 11-4. 2.5 to play first quarter. Long pass to the corner with Rosener as she gathers it, drives baseline, and draws the foul. That'll stay on the floor, and looks like it goes on West County's Alyssa Raver, her first personal. Inbounding underneath the basket are the Vikings. They get it to Rosener. Out to the top with Lucas. Now they swing it around. Lucas gets it back at the top. Now to Rosener again, just inside the free throw or the 3-point line. Her shot goes off the rim and out of bounds. But it last touched off a Bulldog, and so the Vikings will keep it. As Lexi Black returns to the floor for Valley. Inbounding is Becca Williams. She gets it to Lucas. Points out her teammates. Gives it to Black. She'll try from three from the left wing off the back iron and over the backboard. So that's a turnover. 11-4 the score. 2:04 to play first quarter. West County with the basketball. Left to right they work. To the right side, near side, they go with Dory McRaven. Nice drive by the baseline, and she gets it off the glass and in. Dory McRaven with 4 points, and it's 13-4 West County. And the other way come the Vikings. A foul called on West County as Lucas was bumped. The blocking foul goes on West County's Mackenzie Simile.
First off, great name, McRaven. Secondly, she does a great job of finding the open spots on the floor, giving her point guards an opportunity to find her in an open space near the basket for points.
Nice catch from Lucas as she got the pass cross court and drove to the lane and gets fouled on the way up. She'll go to the line for two after the foul on West County's Allie Drennan. Drennan with her first. That's the 16th foul already in this half for the Bulldogs, so the Vikings will be shooting the rest of the way. Meanwhile, Lucas nails the first free throw for her first point of the game, makes it 13-5 West County, and the second one is good. So it's now a 7-point game. And up come the Bulldogs from left to right. Meinerschagen drives with the left hand, bumps, and gets called for the offensive charge. Nice job by Beers to draw it, and Meinerschagen gets called for her first foul, and that's now 17 fouls on the Bulldogs. Valley works the other way. And now inside, they go to Beers, and she gets a lay-in. Good. Emma Beers with her first points, and it's now a 5-point game. Meinerschagen drives again. She gets hacked on the way to the rim. Foul is on the floor. It goes on Valley's Lexi Black, I believe. No, make that Madison Lucas. And that's two on Lucas in this first quarter. 1:14 to play in it. West County with the basketball as they inbound, and a high pass goes off the fingertips of Jordan Stevens. And the Vikings have possession, working right to left. Under full court pressure from the Bulldogs. Still haven't gotten across. Now they do. Lucas gets past her defender, leaves it for Williams. A mid-range jumper is missed. And bringing down the rebound is Drennan for the Bulldogs. Meinerschagen brings it up the floor just inside the free throw line. She missed the shot, but it goes out of bounds, and it belongs to the Vikings. 46.8 left on the first quarter clock. Valley brings on a new player. That is Elizabeth Marler retaking the floor. Valley has the basketball. They break the press, and Lucas has it. She gives it to Black. She's open from three. She'll take it off the front iron, but an offensive rebound from Rosner. Her putback, no. Beers tried to put it back up. She couldn't get it, and it eventually falls to Beers. Another lay-in is missed. Gets her own miss, and finally gets called for the foul on Drennan, and will earn the two free throws. Great hustle on the offensive boards by the Vikings. Second foul on Drennan. 18 foul for the Bulldogs.
We talk about the size of the Vikings. They lack much of it, but their guard play, they're super quick and very athletic, and that's what came into play on those, what, four or five offensive rebounds. And fortunately for Valley, they get the foul against West County, but can't convert the two free throws.
Beers missed both of them, and a rebound for West County. Meinerschagen with the basketball, gives it right side, and open from three is Raver. She missed it off the front iron. McRaven offensive rebound. She goes back up with it and draws the foul. 15.8 to go first quarter, and McRaven will go to the line to try and extend the Bulldogs' 13-8 lead. McRaven has been active in this first quarter with 4 points on two field goals. First trips to the line. First free throw is off the front iron and falls in. So 14-8, Bulldogs with the lead over the Vikings. 15.8 to go first quarter. Second free throw from McRaven, up and good. 6 points for McRaven off the bench. And Valley with it down seven. Under 11 seconds to play. Up top with Lucas, gets double-teamed in the zone, drives through the defenders, and her pass is knocked away. 2 seconds as West County has the basketball, and a jump ball is called with 1 second exactly on the clock. Possession arrow is with the Vikings, so they have 1 second to try and get a shot off. To inbound is Williams, goes to Beers, and the shot is off in time, but missed off the back iron. And it is 15-8. The Bulldogs with the lead over the Valley Vikings after a quarter of play in semifinal action of the Valley Caledonia Tournament. We're back after this on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Alongside Matt Greenwood, I'm Andy Humphrey, as the West County Bulldogs have a 15-8 lead over the Valley Vikings in the semifinal round of the Valley Caledonia Tournament girls basketball action right now. The boys will be underway after the conclusion of this ball game in front of us. I want to thank a few of our sponsors, including Iron County C4 School District in Viburnum, Lesserville R4 School District in Lesserville, West County R4 School District in Leadwood, Valley R6 School District in Caledonia, and the Soap Lady in Bon Terre. Looks like West County will have the basketball first in this second quarter. They already have 18 fouls, so Valley will be shooting free throws after every defensive foul from West County. First pass of the second quarter is stolen away by Valley, and up with the basketball is Marler. Her shot is missed and rebounded by Minershagen, who brings it up herself from left to right. Gives it right side to Cheyenne Young, looks for options, gives it back to Minershagen, swings it around to Stevens. Now inside to Young again. Nice cut into the lane, and she gets an easy two. And Minershagen steals away the pass on the inbound from Valley and forces the jump ball. It still belongs with the Vikings with 7:30 to play in the second, and it's 17-8. West County with the lead. And full court pressure from the Bulldogs, and a foul is called on Madeline Herrera, number 00. That's her first and the ninth team foul, so a 1-1 chance for Lexi Black at the line for the Valley Vikings. So West County having to be careful the rest of this half with their fouls, because it's going to result in Valley Vikings free throws the rest of the way. First shot from Lexi Black is up and good. That's her first point of the ball game, and it's 17-9. And second free throw is missed. It remains an 8-point game. Minershagen with the basketball for West County. Gives it to Young. Down low on the block. Shot is missed, but she'll go to the line for two after drawing the foul. And this foul will go on Becca Williams. Forward for Valley, the junior. She picks up her first foul. That's the sixth team foul on Valley in this half. So the Bulldogs will be shooting free throws the rest of the way up to halftime after every Valley Vikings foul. Young goes 1 of 2 at the line, and it's a 9-point game now, with 7:15 to play in the second quarter. Getting trapped in the corner is Rosner, but she gets it off to her teammate. Now it falls to Williams. She tries a mid-range jumper, and it's good. Becca Williams with her first points of the game. It is 18-11 West County. They swing it around the perimeter. Herrera will try a free from the top. No good. Rebound Valley. And up the court, Madison Lucas one-on-one. Lay-in missed, but she draws the foul. And Minershagen, frustrated, as she is the one to pick up the foul. She thought that she got very little contact on that play. And looks like a timeout is called on West County before the two free throws for Lucas coming up. Just a 30-second timeout, and we'll take it to thank a few of our sponsors, including Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum in Crystal City, and Comtree in Festus for sponsoring our broadcast of the Valley Caledonia Tournament. So second foul on Minershagen. So she has to be careful the rest of the way so that she doesn't pick up her third before the half. And to the line for two shots is Madison Lucas, who was 2 of 2 at the line earlier in the first quarter. Here's her first free throw. That is nothing but net. 18-12, West County with the lead over Valley. And a hotly contested one so far. Second free throw up and good for Lucas. She has 4 points and makes it a five-point game. Minor Shagan runs the point for West County the other way. Herrera right side. Now gives it back to Minor Shagan. Young will try a three from the left wing. Off the glass and in. And she kind of gives a shrug of the shoulders. Yeah, I needed the glass there. But a three-pointer makes it an eight-point game. West County with the lead. Madison Lucas and Rosner will break the press the other way for Valley. Nice ball movement. Opens up a shot for Lucas from long range. That's no good. And Herrera brings down the long rebound. Getting swarmed by Vikings defenders as she gets it across. And Lucas up ahead to Young. And she gets it off the glass and in. So Young with a very nice job of three and then the lay-in there. She has 8 points for the Bulldogs, and it's 23-13, under six to play second quarter. Lexi Black, left wing, gives it to the top with Marler, swings it right side to Lucas. Goes back up to the top with Emma Rosner. Now to Marler, faked the shot, gave it to Black at the top. She'll now try a three off the front iron. Long rebound comes to Herrera, has a head of steam going the other way. Herrera with the lay-in on the glass, and it's no good. Black comes down with the rebound for the Vikings. Up court she goes to Marler, has an open lane. It's partially knocked away, but it fell to Rosner anyway, and she goes back up with it, and her shot is blocked out of bounds, and the Vikings will keep it. 5:26 to go in the second quarter. Williams to inbound for the Vikings. Goes all the way back up top with Rosner. Gives it right side to Lucas. Up top with Lexi Black. Goes left side. Now to Rosner. Now to Black again, who switched to the right wing. Free throw line extended. Now to the top with Madison Lucas against the 2-3 zone for West County. Trying to find an open shot around the perimeter. Now Rosner will try a three from the left wing. No. Goes out of bounds, last touch by West County. It'll stay on that end with the Vikings as the Bulldogs make three substitutions. Allie Drennan, Alyssa Raver, and Mackenzie Simile will all come onto the floor for the Bulldogs as Valley inbounds it, and a quick shot directly after the rebound by Marler. She gets knocked to the floor and will go to the line for two shots after missing that one with 5 minutes exactly to go in the second quarter. Valley down by 10. Marler trying to shrink the deficit a bit with these two free throws. First one up and good. As Valley brings on a new player, that's Emily Nipper coming onto the floor for the Vikings. Second free throw from Marler is off the front iron, missed. And Cheyenne Young with the rebound. Gives to Herrera, up court to Raver. Looking inside, couldn't get it to Drennan. Now she'll try to get it right underneath the basket. Drennan goes up and draws the contact and the foul. And we'll go to the line. Foul goes on Becca Williams. Williams with two fouls. That is now the 17th foul on the Vikings. Drennan with two shots as it was on the shot attempt on the foul. She makes the first free throw. Williams comes off the floor, and Emily Bryan will take her place for Valley. Second free throw from Drennan is off the mark. No good, but an offensive rebound. And they swing it around the perimeter. Cheyenne Young fakes the shot, drives to the lane, missed the lay-in. Offensive rebound, Drennan, but she went over the back. And so Drennan, it appears, will pick up foul number three, and she does. So Drennan has to be careful the rest of the way. She has 5 points in this one. It's 24-14. West County with the lead, and now Emily Bryan will get a chance at the line as the Vikings are in the double bonus. Left-handed shot from Bryan off the glass, off the iron. No good. It spins out. So it remains a 10-point game. Bryan with another chance. Profound bend in the knees, and the shot missed, and an offensive rebound. Beers went back up with it, and shot was blocked out of bounds by West County, so it'll stay with the Vikings. No, correction, they changed the call. It belongs with the Bulldogs. So it was last touched by Beers as it went out of bounds on the baseline. Bulldogs with the basketball. They give it to Raver in the corner. Cross-court pass to Simile. Tried it from just inside the arc. No good. Herrera offensive rebound. Gets the putback, and it's in. And a stoppage in play as Beers went to the floor and was holding her left knee and now jogs back to the left end of the court. Still kind of limping there. It is a 12-point game, West County, and a turnover by Valley as Marler threw it out of bounds, trying to find her teammate. But an easy giveaway, and West County has the basketball again. Herrera to inbound underneath the bucket. They give it up top to Simile, to Herrera. Inside, Cheyenne Young spins, puts it up, no good, gets her own miss, and foul called underneath, and that was on the floor, so it'll be a one-and-one chance for Cheyenne Young with 4:19 to play in the second quarter. Foul goes on Emily Bryan for Valley. Bryan's first foul. Cheyenne Young back to the line. It is one of two so far tonight. And that first free throw is up and good. So it is now a 27-14 game. West County with the lead as both teams make subs. Madison Lucas comes onto the floor for Lexi Black. Here's Young with the second free throw. That is good. So Young has been an offensive spark. She has 10 points early on in this one in the first half. As Valley tries to get a backup floor, it's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Vikings, or correction, by the Bulldogs. Still full court pressure from West County as it's causing fits for Valley. And up the floor they go. Errant pass off the fingertips of Beers and goes out of bounds. So West County forces the turnover with their full court pressure. And they have a 14-point lead, 4:11 to play in the half. Herrera gets the basketball from her teammate Raver and runs the point. Passes right side to Raver. 2-3 zone from Valley. Cross-court pass to Herrera. Tried to get it inside to Chloe Young, and it's knocked away. Nice job by Valley to close off that lane. West County will have it underneath the basket. And Valley will make another substitution, and on comes Emma Rosner. Takes off Elizabeth Marler. They try to go into the low block, and it deflected off of a West County player, and Herrera, who was inbounding, touched the basketball right away before getting back into the field of play and gets called for the turnover. So Valley with the basketball. They have to go the length of the floor against full court pressure from West County. And Nipper to Rosner. Still haven't gotten it across yet. Now they do, as Rosner still has it and gives it to Lucas at the top. To Rosner again, right side. Nipper steps to the top of the key and gets it. Inside to the elbow with Bryan. Kicks out right wing to Rosner, driving baseline and tries to put up the shot. And under a lot of contact, she'll go to the line for two. And the foul goes on number two, it appears. That is Chloe Young. And that's her first personal. So two free throws for Emma Rosner. First trip to the line, first shot is missed for Emma Rosner, the senior. 3:38 to play in the second quarter. Valley down 28-14, now 28-15 after the made second shot from Rosner. Meinerschagen brings it up the floor for the Bulldogs again. They go to the low block with McRaven and contact underneath before the shot. And the foul goes on Bryan again, her second. This should result in free throws, and it does. That's the ninth team foul on Valley, so still in the 1-1 are the Bulldogs. So McRaven will go to the line for a 1-1. First one is good. So she gets one more. McRaven with 7 points in the first half makes it 29-15, 3.5 to play in the second. Second free throw is good. So 8 first-half points for McRaven makes it a 15-point game. Valley comes the other way from right to left. They break the press with Lucas. Drives right side. West County tries to trap her on that far sideline, but she gets out of it. Cross-court pass over to Beers. Off the fingertips and goes out of bounds. Beers could not bring down the high pass, and another turnover for Valley. They're down 30-15 to West County. Miner Shagan runs the floor for the Bulldogs, brings it across the timeline, passes left side to Jordan Stevens, who just checked back in. Cross-court pass to Raver. She'll put it up, and it misses everything, but Stevens brings down the backside rebound to Miner Shagan, to Chloe Young, and it rolls around the rim twice and then finally falls in. Chloe Young with her first two, and it makes it a 17-point game. West County with the lead. Rosiner gets across the timeline. Pass back to Lucas is stolen away by Miner Shagan. One-on-one. Puts it up with the right hand. It's good. Miner Shagan with her first 2 points of the game. Now 34-15. 2.5 to play first half. West County rolling so far over the Vikings. Inside they go. Now they kick it out to Rosner. Takes a jumper. That's actually Lucas. It's off the iron. No good. And eventually goes out of bounds. Last off of the foot of a Valley player. And it'll belong with West County. As Cheyenne Young comes on the floor. Takes off Chloe Young. No relation between those two. Just the same last name. As Mackenzie Simile will come onto the floor as well. Takes off Alyssa Raver for West County. They have the basketball, moving left to right. They have a 19-point lead. Miner Shagan tried from three, but before she stepped into her shot, she traveled. So a turnover for West County.
Come on, White, work together.
As Emily Nipper comes off the floor for Valley, and on comes Kirsten Francis for the first time. They break the press the other way. Valley with Madison Lucas. Her shot at the rim is blocked. And Miner Shagan brings down the rebound. Gets past one man. Bounce pass to the right side. Handled by Mackenzie Simile. They go to the free throw line with McRaven. And her shot is missed. Bringing down the rebound is Francis. And back come the Vikings the other way. Lucas left it for Rosiner. Drove to the elbow. Gives it to the top with Lucas once again. Now Lucas will try a three. It's no good. And trying to save it from going out of bounds was Rosner. Did a nice job to deflect it off of Jordan Stevens and earn the ball once again underneath the basket. 1:32 to play second quarter. And West County still with the 19-point lead as Chloe Young comes back onto the floor for Cheyenne Young, who appears to be something wrong with Cheyenne Young. She seems to be fatigued a little bit, it appears, or maybe an injury. Not sure. Madison Lucas brings it back for Valley, leaves it for Rosner, tried a mid-range jumper, no. Miner Shagan gets the rebound through a lot of Viking arms and eventually brings it up the court herself. Leaves it at the low block with Young, kick out to Stevens, a mid-range jumper, no, but a long rebound comes to Mackenzie Simile and a fresh possession for the Bulldogs. Miner Shagan with it in the near corner, drives, leaves it for McRaven, dribble, and traveled with it before the shot. Says the referee on the baseline, and with 59.9 to go in the first half, West County still with a 34-15 lead. Coach Chris Brewer for West County so far has to be pleased with what he has seen so far, especially from his defense, holding Valley to 15 points so far, and a turnover by Valley under the full court pressure. A lay-in from Simile is missed. Put back, no. And McRaven gets an offensive rebound, and she'll put it back up and in. And a timeout called by Caleb Tiffenauer, the head coach for Valley, as West County extends their lead to 36-15 just before half. There's 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. We'll keep it here and thank some more of our sponsors, including YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, and the UPS store in Festus. So Dory McRaven now into double figures as well. She has 10 points. Cheyenne Young also with 10 for the Bulldogs, as they have built to a 21-point lead with 45.9 to go in the first half. Vikings will have the basketball underneath their own basket, having to go the length of the floor. And again, full court pressure from the Bulldogs. They've had to deal with it basically for the entire half as Rosiner and Lucas try to break the press. They give it up court to Kirsten Francis and gets pressured and eventually travels with it underneath the double team from the Bulldogs. So they force another turnover with the suffocating full court pressure that has caused fits for the Vikings all game long. 33 seconds to go. Bulldogs with the basketball, moving left to right. Herrera tries a pass inside, gets knocked away by Beers. And it'll belong with the Bulldogs underneath the basket. Herrera will be the one to inbound. Surveys her option, goes right side to the corner with Jordan Stevens. Tried a long range two, and that's no good. Allie brings down the rebound. They have 20 seconds. They might hold for the final shot. Lucas goes left side to Rosner. Up top now with Francis. Back to Rosner, left wing, foul line extended. As she gets it to Lucas on the other side, tried to drive and draws contact. The foul goes on Jordan Stevens of West County. And Stevens picks up foul number two in the half. So 8.8 seconds left on the second quarter clock. Madison Lucas back at the line. This one rattles out. And Lucas with her first miss from the foul line. She's now 4-5. So 8.8 seconds left. And Lucas with her second free throw, which is good, makes it a 20-point game. West County still with the lead. They had the basketball, 7 seconds up the court. The pass goes out of bounds from Meinerschagen. She wanted Raver, but it was too far in front. And so now Valley has a chance to get the last shot. 6 seconds. They get it to Rosner. Drives up the floor across the timeline. Gives it to Francis. She'll try a three off the back iron. No good as the buzzer sounds. And that is halftime. 36-16. West County has the lead over Valley Caledonia in the semifinal round of the Valley Caledonia Girls Tournament here on the campus of Valley High School. We'll take a break and come back with the halftime show right after this on J98.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
The West St. Francis County R4 School District administration and staff would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the athletes and coaches who made the J98 Dream Team. West St. Francis County R4 Schools are very proud of all the area youth. They'd like to say congratulations to Parker Forshee for being named to the 2016 J98 Dream Team for baseball. It takes hours of hard work and dedication to be successful. Congratulations on all your hard work from everyone at the West St. Francis County R4 School District.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 Schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
This is Mark Casey, assistant coach of the Central Rebels football team. Grass and dirt stains are no match for the Soap Ladies products. The only green you'll see is the money you save.
This is Tracy Casey, head volleyball coach and mom of a Central Rebel, and I love saving on and off the court with the Soap Lady.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find all of our products on Facebook.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by, see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
And welcome on into the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Andy Humphrey with you as the West County Bulldogs lead the Valley Caledonia Vikings 36-16 into the break. West County has two players in double figures already. Cheyenne Young with 10 points, as well as Dory McRaven, both of them with 10 points in that first half. Also, some key contributors. Allie Drennan had 5 points in that first half for the Bulldogs. Jordan Stevens had 4 points, 2 points from both Madeline Herrera and Chloe Young, as well as Ivy Minor-Shagan, and 1 point in that first half from Alyssa Raver from the free throw line as they build to a 20-point lead in that first half. On the Valley Caledonia side, not much to speak of offensively. Their leading scorer is Madison Lucas with 5 points, all from the free throw line, 3 points from Elizabeth Marler, 2 points from both Emma Beers and Becca Williams, and 1 point apiece for Emma Rosner and Lexi Black, as these two teams mull things over at halftime. Those first half stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. Well, when we come back from break on the halftime show, we'll hear from the winning coach of the first semifinal. That is the head coach of the South Iron Panthers, Lawrence Graves, as they got a key victory over the Jefferson Blue Jays earlier in the day in the first semifinal of this Valley Caledonia tournament. So we'll hear from him coming back on the halftime show here on J98. Stay with us.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Matt Greenwood joined by Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Panthers, for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show, talking about their win earlier this afternoon on J98 over the Jefferson Blue Jays by a final score of 39-26. It is South Iron on to the championship in this 28th annual Valley Caledonia tournament. Coach, it wasn't pretty, but you got the win.
Hey, survive in advance. Sometimes that's the best you got.
Points-wise, Jada Brooks got it going real early on, 7 points down low, 11 for the first half. Talk about how important it was for her to get going early to sort of establish some of that down low presence.
We figured that, you know, as we talked earlier about the different elements of the game that we had, we figured that around the basket would be our best shot, and we were right. You know, we tried to get her the ball early, set the tone, get them collapsing, give our guards some opportunities. I was really pleased with our girls. We got all the shots that we were looking for, got a ton of good looks at the basket. It just didn't go in tonight. And so, you know, at halftime we had the typical talk for us that, you know, even when you're not doing clicking offensively, if you play defense and rebound the way you should, you'll be in the game at the end of the game. And honestly, that's what defined tonight's game. You know, we didn't shoot the ball very well, but, you know, our defense and rebound is what, you know, rode out the win for us.
There were a couple little spurts in there where you had some opportunities at some transition buckets and just couldn't really get connected there. Is that something that you think you're going to have to continually work on throughout practices and throughout the season?
Well, of course, yeah. You can't be too good at stuff, and so we'll continue to polish it up. Like I said, our girls did exactly what they should have done, when they should have done it for the most part. You know, our passes were off the mark a little bit here. Shots were a little off the mark there, and so, you know, will we play like that every game? I sure hope not, and I really don't think so. But like I said, it was good enough for tonight, and we'll when we get back in the gym, we got plenty to work on.
West County, Valley Caledonia, don't know who you're going to face tomorrow, but it's one of those two. What do you got to clean up from tonight's game in order to win that one?
Well, the one thing that we must do that we did tonight is defend and rebound. Both of these teams can hurt you from, you know, scoring wise, and so we've got to be consistent with that. Offensively, we'll just take care of the basketball a little bit better. I thought we were a little bit sloppy at times against Jefferson. If we can take care of the basketball and value each possession and get a quality shot every time down the floor, I think we'll be okay.
Coach, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, thanks, Matt.
Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Panthers. They move on to the championship in this Caledonia tournament, which we'll have for you available tomorrow on J98. More Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show headed your way on the boot.
The staff, students, and faculty of the Iron County C4 schools in Viburnum would like to take this opportunity to wish the Viburnum Blue Jays the best of luck this basketball season. The Iron County C4 schools are proud of the players and coaches of Blue Jays basketball. You all give countless hours of hard work and dedication. Good luck to the Viburnum Blue Jays from everyone at the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum. You are all great players, great people, and you know how to get the job done.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
We're back on the campus of Valley High School getting set for half number two of semifinal number two in the Girls Valley Caledonia Tournament. Alongside Matt Greenwood, I'm Andy Humphrey, as it is 36-16, West County over Valley in this second semifinal. The winner of this game, as you heard earlier from Matt Greenwood, will face South Iron in the final game tomorrow. Loser of this game will go to the third place game tomorrow against Jefferson as these two teams get their final instructions from their respective head coaches before we start this second half. Big first half from Cheyenne Young. She had 10 points for West County. So did Dory McRaven off the bench for the Bulldogs. Nobody in double figures for Valley Caledonia as they struggled offensively, mustering only 16 points and having to weather that storm that they've been facing all game long so far with the full court pressure from the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will start with the basketball first, inbounding on the near sideline. They get it to Ivy Meinershagen, who brings it up the floor. A 2-3 zone shown by the West County, or the Valley Vikings, I should say. An open three from the right wing from Raver, and that is missed. Alyssa Raver off the mark that time. It comes to Emma Rosner, who brings down the rebound for Valley and gives it to Madison Lucas at the top. 2-3 zone from the Bulldogs as well. And a cross-court pass stolen away by Cheyenne Young. Goes the length of the floor herself, draws the contact, missed the shot, but she gets the free throws. Young, as I mentioned earlier, an active first half, one of the starters, 10 first-half points. She has a chance to make it more at the line here and extend the 20-point lead for West County. Bulldogs now working from right to left as the two teams switch sides. Cheyenne Young gets the first free throw to go. She is now 4 of 5 from the free throw stripe. Second free throw is off the front iron and rebounded by Emma Beers the other way for the Vikings. Hands to Madison Lucas, crosses the timeline. Bounce pass left side to Rosner. Guarded by Raver, she hands to Beers. Now to Lucas on the other end. Now stepping out to the top of the key is Lexi Black. Gives it to Lucas again in the near corner, and good pressure from Jordan Stevens. She draws the tie-up, getting her hands over the basketball. The possession arrow belongs to Valley, and they will have it on the near sideline. Lucas triggers it in to Lexi Black, who backs it out between the circles. 7:08 to play third quarter, 37-16. Bulldogs with the lead. An entry pass to the low block is knocked away, but a foul called on West County. And we'll see who this one is on. That is on Drennan, and that's her fourth. Bulldogs did get into some foul trouble early in that first quarter, going over the foul limit before the first quarter ended. An early shot after the inbounds from three for Lucas. That's off the mark, and Cheyenne Young brings down the rebound and goes up the floor herself, stops at the elbow, and gives it to Meinershagen. They work it around, and Alyssa Raver tries another open three from the corner. No, but a backside rebound from Stevens, and she gets it back in. Jordan Stevens extends the lead to 39-16 for West County, and the ball is lost on the far sideline, and that'll stay with Valley as it was last off the Bulldogs. Lexi Black will inbound on the far sideline in front of her own bench on the right side as they work left to right. Lucas with the basketball now between the circles. Bounce pass to Black, left side. Looking for an option. Goes into the corner with Marler. Pass deflected and goes over the half-court line. Black there to retrieve it, and she's able to do so after the deflection. Lucas gets it now. Gives it into the corner with Rosiner. Looking to get it inside, but instead goes back up top with Lucas. Marler stepped out. She receives it. Inside pass to Rosiner, driving baseline. Put up the shot, and a foul called underneath on the shot attempt. So Rosiner with two free throws after the foul on Chloe Young, who just checked in. Chloe Young picks up foul number two. Now here's Emma Rosiner with a chance at the line. She misses. She's now one of three from the charity stripe. A few dribbles of the basketball, big bend to the knees, puts up the next shot, and it's off the back iron, no good. One of four from the line is Rosiner. It remains 39-16, West County with six to play in the third. Bounce pass right side to Raver. Cross-court pass now to Jordan Stevens. Steps in and shoots. It's off the front iron and missed. Lucas brings down the rebound, goes up the floor herself through defenders and draws the contact on the way to the rim. Foul will be on the floor. It goes on Stevens, and she picks up her third personal. Valley with the basketball underneath the hoop. Rosiner inbounds to Lucas and goes back up top with it to Black. Now into the far corner with Rosiner, tries to get it back to Black, does so. And now over to Rosiner again, thought about the three, instead she drives after the shot fake and puts up a floater, and it's good. Nice shot fake by Rosiner, and she gets a two, cuts the lead down to 21 points, and a turnover by the Bulldogs as they throw it away, and inbounding on the baseline are the Vikings. Lucas receives it, full court pressure again from the Bulldogs. They break it this time as Beers receives it just a step inside the arc and gets it to go after a couple of rolls over the basket. And it is 39-20 after back-to-back hoops from Valley. A drive into the lane, a lot of contact, no call. And Raver eventually able to get it to Cheyenne Young, who puts it up and in. And quickly, Chris Brewer for West County wants a timeout after that bucket from Cheyenne Young, who now has 13 points in this game. And this timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today as West County leads 40-20. Or actually, that should be 41-20 up on the scoreboard, it appears. Right now it says 40-20, but it was last 39 after Cheyenne Young put up that bucket. It should be 41. That's at least what I have by my count. With 5:04 to play in the third, and Valley will have the basketball. Valley moving left to right. They fix the scoreboard. It now says 41-20. Rosiner to inbound. Gives it to Lexi Black. Now back to Rosiner as they try to break the press themselves. Rosiner dribbles to the middle and gets it to Beers, but her pass is stolen away. Back come the Bulldogs. Up court pass to Raver, and it's missed. And coming down with the rebound was Beers, and she gets fouled after trying to kickstart the fast break. And who gets ticketed for that one? That is Cheyenne Young, who will pick up her third. And four team fouls on West County. Same problem that they experienced in the first half. A lot of fouls early on, and in trouble of going over the foul limit early in the second half as they did in the first. Valley moving left to right. Lucas under the arc there puts up a shot and it goes over the backboard after ricocheting off the rim and a turnover to West County. 4:36, 4:35 to go. Third quarter. 21-point lead for the Bulldogs. Nice job as they break the press the other way, and a lay-in is good from Alyssa Raver. Good ball movement by West County to break the press from Valley, and they extend their lead to 23. Raver now with 3 points as Valley gets it inside to Marler. Step through. Her shot was missed, but a backside rebound by Beers, and the putback is good. Beers with 6 points as West County saves it from going out of bounds after an errant pass. Inside to Chloe Young. Missed the lay-in, and a rebound comes to Marler. She'll settle and give to Lucas, who crosses the timeline with the basketball. Goes between the circles, passes right side to Black, who will dribble between the defenders, weaves through the lane, and almost got the lay-in, but it was just off the front iron, and a rebound comes to West County. Here's Minershagen. Cross-court pass to Raver, thought about the three, goes to McRaven, now into the corner with Jordan Stevens, tried a long two. That's off the mark, but an offensive rebound by McRaven. She'll try a long two-point shot, and this time it's off the mark, and rebounded by Rosner, who comes back the other way for the Vikings. Gives to Madison Lucas, guarded by two Bulldogs at the top of that 2-3 zone. Inside pass to the lane with Marler, missed the off-balance lay-in, and a rebound comes down to Ivy Minershagen. Brings up the floor herself, goes left side to Stevens, 16-footer, no. Fight for the rebound, it last comes off of the Bulldogs as Chloe Young was on the floor and the ball unluckily fell off of her left knee. And with 3:02 to play in the third quarter, it is still 43-22 West County with the big lead over Valley in this third. Lucas to inbound. She gives it to Rosner. Now back to Lucas. Full court pressure again from the Bulldogs. Rosner to Lucas again. They get it across the timeline. Rosner to the left wing. Now gives to Lucas in between the circles. Now back to Rosner, who will try a three from the left wing, and that's good. Or no, that's off the back iron, and McRaven comes down with the rebound. Back come the Bulldogs the other way. Just checking into the game is Mackenzie Simile. Cross-court pass to McRaven, and a lay-in with the right hand is good. Dory McRaven with her first second-half points. She now has 12 for the game. Madison Lucas steps through a defender. Gets into the lane, but then backs it out. Cross-court pass to Black, who drove to the elbow, kicks out to Lucas for three, way off, and Cheyenne Young with the rebound. West County the other way. Pass from Young, stolen away, and a foul directly after the deflection. Who does this go on? It appears to be on West County, and that is on Simile. That appears to be foul number three. So here's Lucas to inbound on the far sideline. 2:02 to play in the third quarter. And a long pass from Black is stolen away nicely by Chloe Young. 3-on-2. She steps through Lucas. Tried the lay-in. No, but there for the putback is Cheyenne Young. And she puts it through to make it a 25-point game with under 2 to play in the third. Lexi Black. Back to Lucas up top. Guarded by Herrera, now into the corner with Rosner, faked the shot, drove to the elbow, kicks out to Lexi Black on the near sideline corner. Tried to pass it inside, but it was deflected away by McRaven. Good defense from the Bulldogs forward. 1:24 to play, it's 47-22, West County with the big lead in this second semifinal. Lexi Black receives it in the near side corner again, inside to Williams, missed the shot. With contact, but no foul called. And coming up the floor again are the Bulldogs, but losing the pass is Herrera, and trying to kickstart it the other way was Beers, but her pass was too far for Lexi Black and goes out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers by both sides as it gets sloppy near the end of the third. Bulldogs with the basketball. They move right to left in their white uniforms. Valley in their all black with the red numbers on the front and back. Herrera runs the point, passes right side to Simile, looks inside, gives it up top to McRaven, swing it around to Herrera. Now back to Stevens, to McRaven, drives baseline on the far sideline, put up a mid-range jumper, no, and it's rebounded by Beers for Valley, and back they come. Madison Lucas, I don't think she's come off the floor all game. Gets it back after the pass from Francis, who just checked in. Francis gets it back. Left wing, gave to Rosner at the top. Kick out to Francis, foot on the line. She'll take a two, and it's off the back iron, but a long rebound comes to Rosner, and a fresh possession for Valley. Open from three is Lucas. She'll try it, and that's good. That's the first three of the game for the Vikings. And Lucas steals away the pass right away. Here's Lucas, one-on-one with Cheyenne Miller, or Cheyenne Young, and she draws the block as Lucas will go to the line for two shots after the foul on Cheyenne Young. That's number four. So a big sequence there for Madison Lucas after drilling the three. She now has 8 points and has a chance to cut down the lead back to 20 with two made free throws with 13 seconds to go in the third. First one is up and good. So Madison Lucas with one more attempt at the line. Cheyenne Young was talking with the referee about whether or not it was a block or a charge as she goes to the bench with her fourth foul. Second free throw from Lucas rims out, and it remains 47-26. 10 seconds to go. Bulldogs with it, driving baseline Simile, and she dribbled it off her foot, and it goes out of bounds. 6.9 to go in the third quarter. 47-26, Valley down, but they have the basketball with a chance to get the last shot. Lucas up court to Rosner, deflected away by Minor-Shagan. 2.4 to go as the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Vikings. Rosner to inbound at half court, and a long pass goes over the head of Francis and will go out of bounds on the other sideline. And no time came off the clock there. The Bulldogs will inbound from the exact same spot on the near sideline. And Stevens will be the one to inbound. Gets it into Herrera in the backcourt. 1 second. Lets it go from beyond the half-court line. It's no good. And 47-26 is the third quarter score after three in the second semifinal of the Girls Valley Caledonia Tournament. West County leading over the host Valley Vikings. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and come back with the fourth quarter right after this on J98.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
We're back on the campus of Valley High School as the West County Bulldogs lead the Valley Vikings 47-26 in the Girls Valley Caledonia Tournament semifinal round. Winner will face South Iron tomorrow. Loser will face Jefferson tomorrow in the third place game. West County starts off this fourth quarter with the basketball, moving right to left. Herrera will run the point, guarded by Beers and man-to-man for Valley. Inside pass to Drennan, who has four fouls. Shot is missed, and Beers comes down with the rebound for Valley. Lucas kickstarts the fast break up to Rosner, who tried a long two from the far corner. That's off the mark, and a backside rebound brought down by Stevens. Brings it the length of the court herself. Pass is stolen away by Emma Rosner. Back come the Vikings. Rosner gives to Lucas, who settles between the circles. Inside block to Beers, who was left open, and her shot is missed, but she gets the foul call and will go to the line for two. Who is this foul on? As that should be the seventh team foul on the Vikings, or on the Bulldogs, I should say. And that goes on that's on Minor-Shagan, her second. Third, I should say. And it is the seventh team foul, so Valley will be shooting free throws the rest of the way after every Bulldogs foul that isn't an offensive foul. And the first free throw from Beers is off the mark.
You know, if Valley Caledonia could have restarted this game and played in the first half the way they're doing in the second half, we're looking at a much closer contest. But because they were so terrible at getting the right shot for themselves, that's why they're down by 21 at this point.
Beers missed both free throws, and on the other end, Raver gets a baseline drive and puts a floater up and in to make it a 23-point game once again. It's 49-26. Long pass to the other end of the floor with Williams, who missed the lay-in. A putback is good, however, from Emma Rosner as she puts it back up and in. She has 5 points, 49-28 is the score. West County with the big lead still. On the other end, the Bulldogs working inside to Drennan, who gets it to go. Drennan playing with foul trouble, hasn't been on the floor for much of this second half. She now has 6 points and makes it 51-28 West County. Here's a mid-range jumper from Becca Williams, who stepped out, and that's no good. Brought down by the Bulldogs. They come back the other way. Pass from Herrera is knocked out of bounds by Madison Lucas. And it'll stay with the Bulldogs on the far sideline as they make substitutions. So do the Vikings with 6:21 to play in the game and a 23-point lead for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass inside to Minor Shagan, gets it to Drennan, who puts it up and in with the foul, and she'll go to the line for one more. Allie Drennan making her presence known in this fourth quarter after having to sit for most of the third with foul trouble.
You know, Minor Shagan, she's not your typical point guard. She's, maybe for girls, she's your typical height-wise. She's about 5'2", 5'3", but she's a bigger body, and she uses that so well to get down low, and then it's easy for her to find the bigs down low. And so good job there to find the right target and get the 2 points. And, of course, with the free throw, now it's a three-point play, and West County is soaring. They continue to soar.
Drennan drills it, makes it a 26-point game as West County looks well on their way, but Valley trying to go back the other way, and a pass is knocked around, and eventually a jump ball is called inside the lane. Possession arrow belongs with Valley at the moment. So Emma Rosner will go underneath the basket and inbound for the Vikings. Gets it up top with Black, swinging around to Lucas. Now Rosner stepped out, faked the three, stepped inside the arc, shot it and missed. And Minor Shagan comes down with the rebound for the Bulldogs. Brings it up the court herself. Long pass into the lane with McRaven. Missed the lay-in. And Lucas brings down the rebound. Weaving through defenders as she brings it back the other way. Takes it to the rim herself. Missed it off the front of the rim. And back come the Bulldogs. Long cross-court pass to Raver. She misses the lay-in. McRaven is there for the putback. And it's good. 56-28. West County with the lead, under 5.5 to play in the fourth. McRaven has had a nice game. She now has 14 points off the bench. And a turnover on the other end by the Vikings. Minor Shagan with the basketball for West County. Long pass to McRaven, who drew contact from Emma Beers as she drove baseline, and it'll stay on the floor. That's only the third team foul on the Vikings. It appears to be on Emma Beers. That's her third. McRaven to inbound underneath the basket. The pass is knocked away by Beers, so they'll do it again. 5:10 to play in the fourth. After this game, we'll start boys action in the Valley Caledonia Tournament semifinal round between Bismarck and Bourbon, and then after that, Lesterville and Viburnum. Inside pass to Allie Drennan. She gets the lay-in to go, and she now is into double figures with 11. Makes it a 30-point game, 58-28. Valley with the basketball moving left to right. Rosner passes off the leg of Minor Shagan. Lucas saves it and brings it back herself. Gives to Rosner again, left wing. Thought about the three, instead dribbles. Under good pressure from Minor Shagan, gave it to Black, who drove through a couple defenders. Put up a lay-in that was missed. And coming down with the rebound, McRaven. Outlet to Minor Shagan, up to Raver. Lays it up and in with the left hand. And it's a 32-point game now. West County with the lead. And a good drive by Alyssa Raver. That's our drive of the game, brought to you by Gilster Mary League Corporation. Pass goes out of bounds, and a lot of subs coming into the game for both sides.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck catching all of them.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371 or online at gilstermarylee.com. Chloe Young misses a shot for West County. It's picked up by Allie Drennan, and she puts it back up and in. Allie Drennan with 9 points in this fourth quarter and makes it a 62-28 game with West County leading. Kirsten Francis tried to save a pass from going out of bounds from Connor Payne, who just checked in for the Vikings. And more substitutions now for the Bulldogs as they empty out the bench with 3:22 to go, as looks to be a running clock at the moment with 3:18, 3:17 to go.
I've got the Vikings five for you on the floor. Emily Nipper, Kristen Francis, Emily Bryan, Connor Payne, and Angelica Aldridge.
They kick out. And here is a shot from the elbow by Kara Hovick, and that is missed. And they bring down the rebound to Valley. Bringing it up the floor is Emily Nipper. Passes right side to Connor Payne. Back to Nipper. Off the hands of Francis as she received it. It eventually finds Nipper again. Her pass deflected away. And a nice job, as that is a lay-in missed on the other end by Newhouse. And back they come as the ball was knocked out of bounds. Or correction, a foul is called. And to the line for a one-and-one chance is Francis. The foul goes on Tori Berger of West County. So Berger picks up her first. And now Kirsten Francis will be at the line. The front end of the one-and-one is missed. So Francis unable to get on the scoreboard there. On the other end, Tori Berger puts up a shot. It's missed. Offensive rebound, however, by Berger, but it goes out of bounds, last off her foot. And the Vikings have it. And we'll go the length of the floor with 155, 154, 153 to play. It's 62-28. West County will move on to the championship game tomorrow against the South Iron Panthers, as Valley will play in the third place game tomorrow night against the Jefferson Blue Jays. Valley swings it around the floor. An entry pass into the low block with Emily Bryan was off the mark, and eventually the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that was off of West County. And on the inbound, West County nearly comes away with a steal. And you got Kylie Newhouse, Madeline Witter, Tori Berger, and Kara Havoc on the floor for West County. And well, we've got a number 10 for the Bulldogs on
the
floor.
Don't know who that is.
But there is no 10 on the roster provided, so she's just number 10.
A foul is called on Berger. That's her second. And the front end of the one-and-one by Emily Nipper is missed. So it remains 62-28. West County with the lead. We're under a minute to play. Driving baseline is Madeline Witter. Lay-in is missed with the left hand. Nipper had the rebound initially, but a jump ball is called as number 10 forced the jump ball, and it'll stay with the Bulldogs. Running clock still with under 30 seconds to play. Inbounding is Tori Berger. Looking inside, instead she'll go up top. And a three ball taken by Mackenzie Simile. That's off the marker. Correction, that was Kylie Newhouse. But an offensive rebound. Here's a three from Berger. That's missed. Rebound comes to Connor Payne on the backside. 11 seconds to play. Up the floor comes Nipper for Valley as her dribble gets stolen away by Madeline Witter. Brings up the floor herself with 2 seconds. She'll put it up with one to go, and that's off the mark. So unable to extend the lead at the very end is Madeline Witter, but they win it 62-28. West County Bulldogs will play in the final game tomorrow night against the South Iron Panthers in the Girls Valley Caledonia Tournament here at Valley High School. Valley Vikings will face Jefferson in the third place game tomorrow. We have post-game coverage coming up for you right after this on J98. Stay with us.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 Schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
Second semifinal in the books in the Girls Valley Caledonia Tournament. West County defeating Valley Caledonia 62-28. Big night from three players for West County that were in double figures. Leading scorer was Cheyenne Young with 15 points. Both with 14 points, Dory McRaven and Allie Drennan. And for West County as well, Alyssa Raver had 7 points, 6 points from Jordan Stevens, and 2 points from Ivy Minershagen, Chloe Young, and Madeline Herrera apiece as they get a 62-28 victory over Valley Caledonia, who didn't have much to show for offensively in this one. Leading scorer was Madison Lucas with 9 points, 6 points for Emma Beers, 5 points for Emma Rosner, 3 points from Elizabeth Marler, 2 points from Becca Williams, and 1 point for Lexi Black in the second semifinal game. So it'll be South Iron and West County tomorrow in the championship, and Jefferson and Valley Caledonia will face in the third place game before the championship tomorrow. We now have boys action ready for you coming up in just a few moments here on J98, the first semifinal in the boys Valley Caledonia tournament. Bismarck will be taking on Bourbon, the 1-5, with Matt Greenwood bringing you that one later on in our broadcast, coming up in just about 13 minutes or so.